On the Lisa and Pete catch up,
we talked Perth's never-ending roadworks in the show and heard a great story about trees being planted, then being removed when they grew too big.
Dan the Internet has the best school holiday apps for you and your kids.
And there's a new game about to catch on, trying to pick which colour the fancy names on the paint sample really is.
Have your preferred tax accountant come to you and maximise your tax return with Quacks. Quacks equals quick tax. QUAX.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth. For Perth on Mix 94.5.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth.
Get the update on what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
The morning edition.
Well, yeah, and with Pharrell with his new song, will it now be Don't Be Afraid to Catch Fish?
I was so hoping you'd bring this up one day because I heard that song for the first time this morning.
Yes.
And as much as I want to hate the fact that the lyrics are terrible.
I know.
I'm not hating myself.
Good
song.
What is she doing? Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't.
She's just lying on her back saying, don't be afraid to catch fish.
Yeah, I know, but that's the 2017 Katy Perry. Every music video is lying on. Hi, Dan. How are you going?
I love catching fish, P.S. Hey, are the rumours true?
What rumours?
Did you crash your car?
He was involved in a multi-vehicle pile-up on the freeway. Yeah.
It's thrown our Game On Australia podcast into chaos because we ran a segment about how gaming makes you better in life and how we both bragged we'd never had a car crash.
Yeah.
Because of all the driving games we played over the years.
Well, that's thrown out of the water, isn't it?
Perhaps run a segment on Don't Game and Drive.
No, well, the problem was the guy ahead of me wasn't a gamer.
Oh, well, that's true.
And the guy behind him wasn't paying attention. Yeah. He, in the middle, just, you know.
Just going about my biz.
Speaking of games, and what a segue, P.S. School holidays, and I'm sure parents out there are probably looking at ways to entertain their little darlings over the 2 weeks. I know my Mrs. Nut is.
It's all up to Mrs. Nut, isn't it?
There's a great new platform game I just showed you guys called Monkey Ropes. And it's going to guarantee to be number one because it's just an addictive game involving two monkeys tied by ropes that you have to get across a little platform. It's fantastic. It sounds as good, exciting as what it is.
You get why Pong was good, don't you? It's the simplicity of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what it is. It's a very simple game and very addictive, and all the reviews are saying exactly that.
We'll
also called Monkey Ropes.
Monkey Ropes, yeah. Are you ready for a boo, Pete?
What?
I'm pretty sure it's only on iPhone, not on Android.
Oh, boo.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, there's one here called Monkey Rope.
Oh, maybe that. Maybe, oh, there you go. You're checking it out now.
Endless Jumper.
Guaranteed it'll buy at least an hour's worth of quiet time if you want it.
An hour?
An hour.
It's going to take me longer than that.
Now, also, then this is one for the parents. So, as you guys know, I don't know if you guys know this actually, but I am the best barista in this office.
Oh, okay,
even better than the Italian stallion over there.
Excuse
me.
Well, you're pretty good too. Okay.
Yeah, at least right, pretty
we'll
good
have,
barista.
We'll have a coffee off, right?
You can make a John Lennon Imagine out of the milk on the top.
That's true. App's just come out called Filtru, worst name in the world. Filtru.
Filtru.
Filtru, maybe. Anyway, it's an app that teaches you how to make the perfect cup of coffee. It's got a bunch of the well-known coffee machines in there with a guy. They've all got their own little handy little guy.
I don't take advice from people who can't spell.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm guessing all the parents out there probably need a decent cup of coffee. And if they're like me and a tired ass and I'm going to pay $6 for a cup at, the local cafe, this is the next best thing. So I've chucked it up on the internet's Facebook. Chucked it up at the internet's webpage at the Lisa and Pete show homepage at mix.com.au.
A lot of pages.
Actually, no, you know what? Start again. I've chucked it up on Mix.
Are you okay? Are you having a stroke?
God, it's too hard to sell.
Do you want a hug?
Yes.
Stop it.
I've chucked it up on the Mix 94.5 Facebook page, all these links, plus a bonus one for the parents out there. Four letters. F-R-I-V.
Friv?
Friv. Friv. It's a website with about 40 million free games in it for kids to play, but it's only on the computer. But
sadly, it's another misspelt one.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But I tell you,
40,000.
My kids, who are the target market, are completely addicted.
You're loving it.
I am loving it.
It means you get to play your adult game.
Correct. Yeah. Some guaranteed quiet time in there for all the parents out there.
Yay!
Quiet time.
Yay! Quiet time.
Yeah. Boo, grammar.
Thank you, Dan.
No worries.
Yeah, Lise, you've been busy.
Yeah, look, I've been doing a bit of painting at the house, and I like to, as you obviously need to, you've got to get a couple of sample pots first because it's amazing how just a slight, you know, difference in the card can be very different on the wall.
But I know.
You've heard of Cards for Humanity. Well, this is Colour Card Insanity. It's a new game that anyone can play just by, and I'm sure you're allowed to. You just take a few of those colour cards home.
Well, they are
from
free.
From Bunnings. Yes, and there's lots of them. And then you can play, and there's almost enough scope as in the original Trivial Pursuit box with all the questions before you get through and have to, you know, you've done them all.
This is great.
Some colours are, because obviously they've got to come up with names. You run out of the main seven or whatever it is, the spectrum, pretty quickly. But, you know, if you see Lazy Lavender, that's obviously gives you an idea. Sandy Beige, Dark Granite, Pale Sorrel, Timeless Torp, those sort of things.
Because you can really picture those, and they're, yeah, you can.
But then there are some, if I was to say, oh, I've painted the house attorney.
Attorney?
Attorney.
So, okay, I'm going to try and guess what the
colour
is.
I'm going to throw some colour names at you. You can tell me if you have any idea just remotely what sort of colour they are. Attorney.
Attorney. Now, is it A space tourney or is it A-T-T-O-R-N-E-Y attorney?
It is A-T-T-O-R-N-E-Y.
All right, so that takes me towards sort of like, I don't know, legal. I'm thinking darker sort of colours, maybe wood grains. I'm going to go with a deep red.
No. It's a sort of purpley colour.
Damn it.
Right. Will you be having that much to say about each colour?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Oath.
Oath?
Mm.
Oath.
Mm.
Okay. Listen, I'm back to the courts again under oath. No. Oath. Okay. I don't know why, but I kind of want to go with something warm, so I'm going with a brown.
No, it's a sort of purple. Overtake. Overtake.
Is there a theme here? Overtake.
No.
Okay.
That's the thing. There's no theme.
Right. Overtake. Let's see. You know what? Okay. Cars that go faster. Red.
No.
So I'm good. No.
It's blue.
It's blue.
How about babbler?
How is overtake
Pete,
a
babbler?
Babbler. All right. Let's see. Babbler. I don't know why, but I'm going to bubbly. I'm going with kind of like a grey or something like that.
No, it is an aubergine style.
An aubergine style.
How about Tha She Blows?
No, is that really a colour?
Tha She Blows.
Tha She Blows. All right, is a colour on a colour card for paint? Tha She Blows. I'm going to go with a lighter shade of black.
No, it could have been Safari Suit Blue. What about Sinkhole?
Sinkhole?
Sinkhole.
Let's see. I'm thinking bitumen.
No, it's quite a greeny colour.
What the hell? Where are they even coming up with this?
Lampoon.
Lampoon? Okay, lampoon. You know what? I'm just going to go with something completely different here. I'm going to go with an off-white creamy beige.
No, it's a sandy sort of pink. And we'll go with one more.
All right,
quirky.
Okay.
Quirky.
Quirky.
I mean, that depends on your definition of quirky, doesn't it? Quirky.
Quirky. Let's see. Quirky is going to be somewhere in between aubergine and purple.
You're right.
Really?
It is. It's somewhere in between aubergine and purple.
It is. It is.
And for the record, I went with stream wood and taboo.
Right now, we're talking some of Perth's never-ending roadworks that you drive through. Let's get straight to the calls. Rod in Armidale. Hi, mate.
How you going, mate?
Good.
I agree with the Seville Grove. They've made it nice and wide, and they put islands down the middle, and they put their little trees with their spots. When they widened it, they could have put pull-ins for buses because the buses pull up and they hold you up. So
yeah.
It creates more problem. But the funniest part is that they're down the other end of Seville Grove Drive that were near Armidale Road. They had trees in the centre, and the trees got too big, so they've gone and pulled them all out. maybe this is planning for the future.
Well, this is what I think, Rod. I mean, they've left those, you know, what you were saying that they should have put in at the time for later. And then if you look further into their diary, it says pull trees that got too big out.
Yeah, they've made work for themselves so they can go and pull the new trees out later down the route.
Yes.
Yeah,
otherwise,
mate,
we know they'd put a train line down the same time they built the actual freeway extension or whatever.
Good on you, Rod. Thanks, mate.
No worries.
See ya.
Roz in Kelmscott, Southern River Road.
Oh, it's a nightmare. So since at least February, I've been going down Southern River Road 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to the intersection of Holmes Road and you've got to slow down to 40 Ks.
Mm.
And you go towards Holmes Road and then you go back and across and up onto Southern River Road. Nobody's been working there since February.
It's funny
they
that
they've got to take their signs.
There's no vehicles there. They've got all the bunting up and all the lights flashing and and then you go up further on Southern River Road to Ballinup Road. They're doing an intersection with Graceville Boulevard.
Yeah.
So that's been going since about the same time.
Mm.
And you get there now and all the road part is all done, the curbing's all done, the mulching's all down, but they've got these big steel fences and you can't go through.
Oh, man. What are they
it's
waiting
so
for?
Inconvenient.
They're waiting for the guys to get back from removing those trees that got too big is what they're waiting for.
Geraldine in Sinagra. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Now, good. Wellington Street, Geraldine.
Yes, Wellington Street. I walk west down Wellington Street every morning.
Yeah.
And there's a big shopfront window with a picture in it and a photo and a caption that says, roadworks on Wellington Street in 1907. And I look west down Wellington Street and they're still doing them.
What is
that's spot on. That's exactly what it, never-ending road works. Wow.
It started out with road work. 1907. Now it has, yes, it's still going.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Quacks mobile tax accountants are quick and cost-effective. You can pay by credit card or deduct from your return. Quacks equals quick tax. QUAX.